The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to From the Median, a daily report from the front line of the pro-life movement, discussing two worldviews that are driving our culture in opposite directions. From the Median asks, which side of the road are you on? What direction do you want our culture to go? Tune in as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life. And now your host, Molly Smith.
Welcome back. I am Molly Smith, your host. I want to remind you all that our program is available for download. You can do so by going to our website, fromthemedian.org. Listeners, as always, wonderful to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us. I am being joined right now by one of our convention presenters, our Bringing America Back to Life convention, which is going to take place on March the 8th and the 9th at the Embassy Suites in Independence here in Ohio, in beautiful Ohio. So no matter where you're listening to this, if you're listening in West Virginia or in Detroit or wherever, the program goes all over. I know we have listeners up in Canada as well. So just remember that we've got our beautiful convention coming up very, very soon. And go to the website, bringingamericabacktolife.org, to get all the details. Register. We regularly sell out of tickets, so don't be disappointed. But first, the most important thing is we've got these amazing speakers who come and talk and present stories and experiences and sort of just give wisdom and hope to all of us in the pro-life, pro-family, pro-Christian world. And today we have Mark Hauck with us. Mark Hauck is, I don't think he actually needs any introduction. Mark and his family became very well known throughout the whole world, pretty well in September of 22. Mark and his wife and his seven young children had their house invaded by the FBI for doing something that was absolutely, was falsely charged with felony violations and faced 11 years in federal prison, $350,000 in fine on top of that for sidewalk counseling and for defending his 12-year-old son from an aggressive abortion escort. Mark was acquitted on all charges on January the 30th, 2023, which is such a good news. And we are welcoming him right now. He's joining us right now to tell us a little bit about his story as well as give us an idea as to what he will be presenting at the convention. Mark, it's so great to have you with us. Thank you.
Oh, good to be back, Molly. Thanks for having me again.
Not at all. It's going to be great to have you here. And I know you're probably going to be surrounded by people because, as you have probably already witnessed, you really are a hero, considering what you had to put up with regards to the FBI invasion of your home. Just the fact that you do this, you've done it for years. You are a witness. You witness outside of abortion facilities. Not only that, you take your children with you. This is an amazing thing. Tell us, the first thing I want to know about you, how did you get into this? How did you get into this, to this kind of witnessing and praying and helping women? Yeah.
Well, thanks be to God, to a great woman. My mother really challenged me to take a deep look at abortion and what it was as a young man. And I really was resistant to that initially, but once she insisted, as my mother, I trusted her goodness and wisdom. And once I saw the picture of an aborted child, I could not turn back. And I think for many of us, that has been part of our conversion to the pro-life fight. And for me, it was one of those things where once you see evil, you can no longer turn your back to it. In fact, your silence in the presence of evil, ultimately what will convict you in on your judgment. So I had to live with that reality. And I said, no, I have to stand up. I have to get involved. I have to do what I can. And so that's how it began over 20 years ago.
Wow. And now you have your children involved in this as well. Your wife is obviously there. She stands beside you in all of this. The video, you know, the video that hit the world of you being arrested and all the things that happened there was just like, whoa, unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable to see our beautiful American government just be, you know, sort of fall like that and do something like that to a family was an eye opener. But you and your family were so such a witness to who we are as Christians, you know, Mark. I think this is the big thing. And I want to talk a little bit about that. What part did that play in all of your trials and tribulations that you've gone through in the last 2 years?
Oh, it was everything. It was my anchor, right? You couldn't enter into that space without faith. Otherwise, you would despair. Mm-hmm. And so for me, my faith was what helped me to get through the initial shock and trauma, as well as with my family. And there was peace. There was great peace, knowing that Jesus told us that if they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. And so I knew I was being persecuted for a righteous cause. And so I anchored myself on those truths and embraced truly the cross for myself, saw it as a gift from God. And I tried to lead my family in such ways. The young children did not really understand that, but they trusted their parents, and the older children recognized that there was blessings and graces to be had in the midst of the suffering, which was very intense at times. But nonetheless, you know, so was the Garden of Gethsemane, right? Very, mm-hmm. very intense emotionally. So you know, that's exactly how we approached it. And even to this day, you know, there's post-traumatic suffering. So we continue to still embrace that.
Mark, you were a football coach, and yet, you know, with that sort of, I don't know what else to say, but sort of like this macho approach to life, you've still been able to see God in everything. You have built, and you are the founder and president of an amazing thing called the King's Men. Can you tell us a little bit about your ministry there?
It was it grew out of the pro-life movement because I saw a failure of male leadership in the pro-life movement. There were some great leaders, but I saw a tremendous lack of men standing up for these babies and moms and other men in crisis. So it really grew out and emerged from the pro-life movement. And we launched that in 2004, and we decided to just raise up men through our efforts and small men's groups that have since become, you know, all over the country, or have gone even into Europe, through our small efforts. And essentially, it evolved into an outreach that took on the multi-trillion-dollar porn industry, and developed a retreat program that helped men and even women deal with the healing and the wounds of the culture. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about the ministry.
Wow. And of course, folks, I will put that website up on the web, on our website. So I put the connection to that on From the Median when we post up Mark's interview now. One of the other things that I think I'd love to talk about here is the fact that you were acquitted. You were absolutely acquitted, but you've taken a little while to think this through, Mark. It's just been revealed that you are actually going to file a lawsuit. Who are you filing the lawsuit against, and what is it going to be?
Well, sure. Thanks. So we already filed our initial complaint in November 2023, and then the government has 6 months to reply. Now, that complaint, is going against the DOJ and the weaponization of the government for prosecutorial misconduct, essentially gross negligence and collusion on the part of the federal government with local authorities, and how my Fourth Amendment rights were violated through the raid. And then ultimately we will refile a lawsuit in April for punitive damages, which would be to a jury trial to punish the government for these actions against American citizens.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And praise God that you're doing this, because I think there has to be some repercussions for this out of control Department of Justice and the FBI right now. It is absolutely, one of my dear friends from, who is with our Personhood Alliance group, Paul Vaughan, has just been charged and convicted. Yeah. So, you know, this is, it's not going away. It's there. So I'm when I saw, you know, when I knew that you were going to be filing this, it's like, thank you, Mark, for not only, I mean, you've gone through a lot already, but you're saying, no, we're not going to just sit back and let this happen, which I am so grateful to you for. Tell us a little bit about Mark. What are you going to be talking about? You know, obviously people are all in a little, right now, pro-lifers are in a little bit of shock. On several different levels. But we've invited you to come to our Bringing America Back to Life convention, which, is to pave the way to back to life. So prayer, action, voting, and education. We try to hit all of those four points, basic points. And I think what you are doing, it's all four of those. What will your, and I don't want you to give away the, you know, don't give away the farm. I just want you to give me a sort of a synopsis of what will you be focusing on at the convention?
Sure. Well, it's a wonderful mission. And yes, it's core to our mission now. So we continue to do the work that we just briefly talked about, but we've expanded our mission to really be, a voice for the Constitution, a voice for the First Amendment, a voice for all our rights under God that the Constitution bolsters. So we're really going to be talking about that courage of the American revolutionaries, but really the courage that people need, the holy boldness that they need to stand up for what's right. And so it's essentially first century Christians that we're drawing on for inspiration in the 21st century. So that's kind of the theme of the talk, and it'll build off the story, and we'll be able to share, you know, a little bit about how, you know, God's grace has been with us there as we've took on these giants, if you will. It's a David and Goliath story for sure.
Absolutely.
That'll be essentially at the core of what we're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, and I think, it's an amazing thing to see what's happening around the country and in fact around the world in the attack on people who stand up for the rights of the unborn. You know, across Europe, England is just pretty well gone. Unbelievable what's happening in England. I have family in Australia. We see what's happening in Australia. That's the same type of bullying tactics against pro-lifers. Anything that's to do with protecting human life in the womb is under attack right now. And I can only say, Mark, and I, you know, you've seen it up close and personal, much, much closer than I have, but there is a demonic influence right now, I feel.
Oh, indeed. Look, the powers and principalities of this world, the rulers of this present darkness, as St. Paul said, you know, will not prevail against us. But yet they are here and they are now and they're present and they're fully engaged. They don't sleep. They have every desire to take us down. And so this is their mission. Our job is to stay faithful. When I think of, the early church and, some of the vision of the early church was that in the end times, that those that would be standing up against evil will shine brighter than any other saints throughout time. Why? Because we are confronting the accuser. We are in the end times here, and we are confronting these powers and principalities, and we will defeat them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that elevates us to a degree. And this vision that many of the early saints had is something we should hold on to, that God will give us the grace. He will not abandon us. And yet, although it may seem dark, and sometimes it seems where it's darkest, that, you know, we know the greatest light appears. And so we have to stay faithful in the midst of that darkness, even though we don't know what the outcome will be, even though I didn't know what was going to happen to me, and that I would probably be in prison, like Paul and his fellow pro-lifers are facing. Even though I knew that would probably happen to me, that I knew that it would be victorious, we would be victorious, not in worldly understanding, but in the eternal realm. And so we must hold on to that, despite the persecution, that this is a good thing, that for saints are being raised up at this time. And I hope that, you know, those that come out to the convention, the conference will really be inspired by that.
Absolutely. And I think, and I know they will be, because, you know, what we are doing is we always say that the theme of our conference and our convention, Bringing America Back to Life, is to encourage the choir, to teach the choir to sing. And I think, you know, witnesses like yours is definitely doing that. It's saying, don't be afraid, stand up for what's right, do the right thing. And I've been sort of on the sidelines watching what's happening and sort of some of the discussions with the six in Tennessee. And it's been phenomenal. And I'm sure, Mark, that you had the same experience. The prayer, the deep dive into biblical, truths has been, I've never seen it like it is right now. And so this for me is very encouraging. As much as, you know, obviously as despairful it can be at times, you can be filled with despair and say, oh, why? But then you see these amazing people who are doing what you did, and what you are doing is just dig deep, and it's there. God is there with you every single step of the way. So it's amazing. Not only that, as if you haven't had enough in the last couple of years, but now you're going to be running for Congress. Tell us about that. Oh, I think this is so exciting.
Well, this is a response to all of it, right? And it was through prayer and, just asking God what his will is for my life, knowing full well that I was in his will when I sat chained to a table for 6 hours, that I was in God's will. I had no desire to run for politics. I had no desire to ever do anything like this. And, yet many people were coming forward, and God uses people to be his voice to us at times. And while I ignored it for the first 3 months, after about 3 months of requests, I finally said, well, maybe someone's trying to get my attention here. It took me another 3 months to even begin to even pray on it. My wife and I took it to serious prayer in July, and we believe that the Lord is asking this of us. And so we step out in faith. And yes, we spent a year in hell with the trial and the persecution. And now we want to somehow go back to hell in Washington, D.C. So God has a sense of humor, yet, you know, we can be a champion for life and a crusader in that regard. And yet we don't know the outcome. We trust that he's calling us to this. And, you know, we'll see how everything goes. Now, I'll tell you one thing. The primary is April 23rd, where I am. I'm primarying the incumbent, who is a former FBI agent, as God would have it. And it's on the feast of St. George, the dragon slayer. That's when the primary.
Wow. Look at that. Oh, my goodness gracious me. That is amazing. God does definitely have a sense of humor. You know, that's amazing. And I see that the person that you're primarying is a Republican. But sided with the Democrats on a whole bunch of really wacko social issues. So
100%. Yeah, no, he voted in 2018 to give $500 million to Planned Parenthood. So sadly, you know, he doesn't vote like a Republican. He doesn't even vote like an American citizen, it seems at times, because he wants our rights taken away from us, our freedoms. So, yes, I didn't mean to cut you off, but truly that's the case.
Yeah,
it's time for him to leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think this is one of the things that I see coming out of this. You know, we were talking earlier about the Tennessee six that have been charged, actually they not only just charged, they've been convicted. But one of the things that kept coming out of this was one of the six was already serving prison time for something she did in Washington, D.C. And that's a whole other story. But the stories about, you know, what is happening in prison with her and the amount of outreach that she's doing with regards to Bible studies for the woman in the prison, and the ability to take God's word and just through your life, through your actions, show what God looks like, you know, to show exactly what Jesus always said, you know, through it, we will be known through our actions. And I see this, Mark, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness gracious me. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing to see these things that are really evil. They're demonic. They really are demonic, but God always wins it at the end. So I hope he never calls on me to do it, because I look at you and I go, oh my goodness, I don't know how you stayed sane. And, you know, and your whole family, God bless you all. You know, your whole family have been involved in this. So this is going to be phenomenal. I'm so excited to have you come to Cleveland. And I know, you know, I want you to just sort of, as we finish off, but I just do want to give people the information again. It's the convention is Bringing America Back to Life. BringingAmericaBackToLife.org is the website. And of course, if you go to any of our websites, you can get onto that, onto the convention website as well. But go and check out the program, because you will find that there is an amazing slew of very, very wonderful people coming in to talk at the convention. It's a sort of like once in a lifetime experience that you'll have if you've never been before. And if you have been before, you're coming back because of the incredible experience that you have at the convention. We hear every single week, this is going to be our 15th year, Mark, and every single year we hear this from our participants over and over again, at least for the next 3 months afterwards. That was like a retreat. It was like a pro-life retreat. It was so amazing. Because not only do we have wonderful speakers like you, but there's interaction with all kinds of pro-life, pro-family, you know, conservative, social conservative groups there that are just through our booths and everything. So if anybody out there is listening and you want to get we're sold out of booths at this point, so there's no more booths left. But just go check out the people that are on the sponsorship page, support them. They help us to get there. It's amazing to see all of this stuff happening. But, you know, I wanted to ask you before we go, when you look at America right now, what do you see?
Well, that's a great question, and it's one that you need to ponder, right?
Yep.
Because we are the part of this story, which is the American story of freedom, and yet, you know, a lot of us have forgotten our roots, and a lot of us have forgotten what has gone before us and the people, what they were willing to do. If you read, you know, the Federalist Papers, or you read these people that were willing to put it all on the line, it was a sacred duty, a sacred honor for them to really die for their country, to give up all their freedoms, to leave their family, you know, to leave wife and children, and to literally defend what they believed was true for them in this nation. And so I think all of us, what I see for America is I see people with this gut check moment where we're asking ourselves, you know, am I, can I count myself among those? You know, can I do what they did? And we really have to step out. It's a stepping out in faith. You know, I'll close with this. You know, when St. Peter says that the devil's prowling around like a roaring lion, that's not to be feared. What we need to fear is the reality that we're not responding to the grace that God is giving us. The lion that is wounded roars, and that's what we need to know. A wounded lion always roars. And so when we hear a lion roaring, we know that a lion that roars catches no prey. And so we have nothing to fear from this lion, but we do have something to fear when we're laying idle and we're not doing anything, and we're allowing ourselves to stay wounded ourselves from our own choices that we've made in life. So we have to kind of just look to that reality of our situation, which is that, yeah, we may be wounded as a nation. We may be, you know, struggling to find our identity again, but it's truly there. 250 years, for the first time in 250 years, the government has been weaponized against its own people. We need to step up like those early fathers did and say, no more, not on my watch, mm-hmm. and trust that God's going to give us the grace to do it. And so it's a gut check moment is how I would answer that question. Yeah. And I think there's many patriots in this country that will say yes to that invitation.
Absolutely. God bless you. Amen, 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 for sure. So we look so forward to seeing you here in Cleveland, Mark. God bless you. Travel safe. We'll see you in just over, you know, very, very shortly. So that's going to be wonderful. God bless you. And as I said, everybody, bringingamericabacktolife.org. Mark will be speaking at the lunchtime. He's going to be our speaker at lunchtime on Friday, which would be Friday, March the 8th. And you can actually purchase lunch, but you don't have to purchase any meals. You can just come in and buy a speaker's pass, and you can actually just come and watch him and listen to him as well. So thank you so much, Mark. God bless you lots. Thank you.
Thank you, Molly. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you all for joining me this evening. As I say goodnight and God bless each and every one of you, I'd like to close with the words of the Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel. There may be times when we are powerless to prevent injustice, but there must never be a time when we fail to protest.
From the Median is listener supported. Visit our website, fromthemedian.org, for further information or to make a donation to continue to make this radio program possible. Email us, radionews@fromthemedian.org, or call 440-668-4049. Through our fromthemedian.org website, you can download this or previous programs for your listening pleasure, or sign up to receive our weekly preview of upcoming guest interviews. Tune in every weeknight at the same time to listen to another great interview on From the Median as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life.
This program has been sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.